Okay. Well, never mind. You sit there, and I'll tell you what to write. Hey, you got a good sharp pencil?
Yes, but there's no eraser on it.
Well, never mind. We won't make any mistakes. We'll do it right. Our debt to the great composers.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, wait a minute. I want to look up in the dictionary and see what composing is. Might as well, it might be something to learn to write about, you know. Right, let's see here now. C-O-C-O. Oh, yes, here it is. They're composing. Tendon to palm.
How's that?
Say tendon to palm. Let's see. Say, didn't Mr. Hertz tell you anything to say?
Yeah, he said the great composers were dead.
Well, there you are then. Put that down. Well, let's see. We ought to say something about tending to calm. The danged if I can figure just how to work it in.
How'd you spell it?
C-A-L-M.
C-L-A-M.
Oh, wait a second. That's clam. Clam.
Oh, yes. Clam.
Oh, say, yeah, but here's something right in the back of the dictionary here. It says it's the preamble to the Constitution. Why don't you just start your speech out with it? If it's good enough to put in the dictionary, it's good enough for your speech.
Well, how does it go?
It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, or we say better change that United States to Corn Center. It suits better.
What say?
Suits. Suits it better. Establish just ice, ensure domestic transit.
Wait a second. Don't go so dad darn fast. He stepped in just ice.
Wait. He didn't step in any ice.
That's what you told me to put down.
I didn't. I did not.
Did.
I said establish just ice. Ensure.
In what?
Sure.
He stepped in ice.
Oh, hold on. Now you're getting it worse. I said insure. Insure, like insure a house.
What say?
House. Why don't you keep your ears open?
He sure stepped in the ice house.
No, that's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong. Why? What did he step in an ice house for?
Because he's got on a nice warm union suit.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Answer the phone. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Hertz. Yes, but. All right. Hey, listen. Miss Plum is going on with the song right now, and your speech is next. We got to leave. Come on, Ed.
Well, shucks, don't rush me.
Well, come on. And lock the door there.
All this rushing and telling you actually works enough to make a horse.
That was fine, that was fine. We have had two very remarkable compositions ended in the contest. Professor Tisselmate Tone Poem, which was played this morning on Miss Plum's Song Without Words, which you have just heard. But now I would like to say a few words. Hey, boss, please, I'm here. You don't play, you get fit. Now, as I was about to sing, all of us love music. Won't we find music everywhere in nature? In the singing of the little birds, in the rippling streams, in the sighing of the wind. As the poets say, that is so sweet beyond compare. Then music floating on the air, as soft and faint as song.
Stop it, please!
Now, when I am trying to make a speech, all I want out of that pen is silence on very little effect. I said, we all love you.
Stop it, 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 stop Hertz.
I know them all.
Well, yes, of course we do, Mr. Hertz. Hello, Miss Snyder. How's the baby's colic?
Will you keep quiet, please? Ladies and gentlemen, That gives me great pleasure to introduce the man who has donated the $2,500 prize money for the best musical composition, Mr. Peter.
Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead and make your speech.
Our debt to the great composers. Me and Zeb looked up the word debt, and it means to owe money. The great composers don't owe us nothing, but there's a lot of people in this crowd that do. Mrs. Pinkley there ain't paid her bill for 3 months.
Mr. Peter, you ought to talk about the composers. The composers.
Yeah, well, the composers, the composers...
Tending to calm, tending to calm.
Yes, the composers, wait a minute here. The composers were standing to come, but they're all dead. They had a lot of clams.
Go ahead.
Don't step in the ice without wearing warm union suits.
Just a moment, please. I think we had better have the voting for the prize-winning song. And then close this...
Not so fast, Mr. Hertz. I've got a song I'm entering in this contest.
You're too late. You are too late. I am now taking the vote. All in favor of Professor Thistlebait's song, please applaud. All in favor of Miss Plum's song, please applaud. Miss Plum's song wins the $2,500.
Wait. Just a second. Hello, Mr. Winterbottom. Friends of Corn Center, am I allowed to enter my song or not? Well, very well then, and thank you all ever so much. Bye, Willikers. We'll see here what's going to happen. Folks, you've heard Professor Thistlebait's song. Haven't you all heard it? Which was music and words. Had music and words with it, you see. And you heard Miss Plum's song, which was a song without words. Am I right or am I wrong? You bet your boot, Hector Q. Smith is always right. And now I want you to listen very carefully to my composition and see if you don't enjoy it a whole lot better than the other two you've just listened to.
That's it.
That's my composition. You see, it's a song without words or music. Folks, which song do you enjoy the most? Please indicate by applauding. He ain't going to get it.
Of course he's not going to get it. The prize money goes to Miss Plum.
Well, she'll have to find it first, because I drew it out of the bank and lost it.
You fool!
Oh,